Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. In the New King James Version, I want you to look at this word. It says, walk before me and be blameless. Now, that's the New King James Version. Now, in King James Version, it says, walk before me, be thou perfect. So as you can see here, what God is telling Abraham is telling him, walk before me and live a blameless life. Don't live a life that, live a life that honors me. You know, don't be accused of anything. Live a life that honors me. Live a life that shows your love in me. You know what I'm saying? Live a life that we have to obey God. That we are living a life to obey God. That's what it's saying. We need to obey God. When he tells us to do something, we have to do it for his glory. So we want to live a life that's obedience to God. Hallelujah. Okay? And he says, I am God Almighty. Okay? God is showing him who he is. Now, if we look at this verse and look at our lives now, who is God Almighty in our lives? I want you to think about that for a minute. Who is God Almighty in our lives today? Is he number one priority or is he down the list a little bit? Well, think about that. And if he's down the list, make him number one priority. Seek him every day. Read your word every day. Pray every day. Seek him every day. And when you do that, you'll find the peace of God. You'll find the love of God. You'll find the joy of God. Hallelujah. Because he's saying right here, I am God Almighty. Live in obedience to me. Obey me and live in obedience unto him. And as you can look here too, it's worth it to serve God, ain't it? Yeah. Think of all the benefits that you will have when you are obeying God, when you're obeying him and living for him. Look at the love you're going to have, the joy you're going to have, the peace you're going to have. Hallelujah. And I can go on and on. The promises of God and all these promises, God's promises in his word. Hallelujah. So as you can see here, you can see the benefits of serving God is so wonderful. This world has nothing for me. And the Bible says we have to live separate into the world. We are to be separate. We're like aliens that's walking through this. We are separate into the world. We are not a friend of this world. We are a friend of God. Hallelujah. We're living for him. We're that shining light in this world for his glory. Hallelujah. So as you can see here now, when we are obeying God, we are respecting God. I want you to always remember that. When you're obeying God and living for him, you're showing him respect of your life. Hallelujah. You're respecting God, who he is in your life. Hallelujah. So today, I want to encourage you today, walk in the Lord. Walk with him every day. Walk and have a life of obedience unto God and live for him and be that shining light for God's glory and live that life that honors God. Hallelujah. Live that life before people and in your personal life that honors God and give him all the glory. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever listens to this podcast, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. I pray, Lord, you touch your need right now, Lord. I pray, Lord, that whatever need they have, you touch it for your glory, intervene on behalf, and let your glory shine in their life. We thank you, God, because you're doing the work behind the scenes as we speak, and we thank you, Lord, and we want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you, God, that we can live a life as honor to you, Father God, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hey, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord.